Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible ways in which He is about to open new doors in your life and lead you into a season of unprecedented blessing, favor, and purpose. Rest assured, our God is a God of new beginnings, a God of opportunity, and a God who delights in leading His children into the abundant life He has prepared for them. He is the God who promises to guide us with His eye, the God who goes before us to make our path straight, and the God who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 transformative ways in which God is ready to open new doors in your life, leading you into a future filled with hope, joy, and divine purpose. Through the wisdom of His Word, and the testimonies of those who have experienced the goodness of a life led by His hand, you'll discover how God is ready to lead you into new realms of blessing, new opportunities for growth, and new avenues for your gifts and talents to make a difference in the world. When we choose to trust in God's unfailing love, His perfect timing, and His ability to open doors that no man can shut, we position ourselves to step into the exciting new chapters He has written for our lives. So, if you've been waiting for a breakthrough, if you've been longing for a new beginning, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this hope-filled message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, direction, and the reminder that our God is a God of new beginnings and open doors. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the new doors that God desires to open in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in His perfect plan, follow His leading, and believe that He is guiding you into the new beginnings and open doors that He has prepared for you. Remember, your current situation is not your final destination. Your delays are not denials, and your trust in Him will lead you into the abundant life He has in store for you. Keep believing, keep stepping out in faith, and watch as He opens new doors in your life in ways you never thought possible as you embrace the exciting journey He has prepared for you. Number one, when life throws you a curveball, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. But what if those unexpected twists and turns are actually divine interventions, carefully orchestrated by a loving God who sees the bigger picture? Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. His brother's betrayal seemed like a catastrophe, yet it was the very event that led him to Egypt, where he would eventually save countless lives during a severe famine. Divine disruptions are God's way of redirecting our paths towards His greater purpose. That sudden job loss you're facing, it might be the push you need to pursue the career you've always dreamed of. The unexpected relocation that's turning your world upside down? It could be God's way of placing you in a community that desperately needs your unique gifts and talents. In these moments of chaos and uncertainty, it's crucial to remember that God's plans are often beyond our understanding. Isaiah 55:8-9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What seems like a setback to us might be a setup for something far greater than we could have imagined. Embrace these disruptions with an open heart and mind. Instead of resisting change, lean into it. Ask yourself, "What is God trying to teach me through this experience? How can I grow from this challenge?" Often it's in our most uncomfortable moments that we experience the most significant personal and spiritual growth. Remember, God is in the business of using the unlikely and the unexpected to accomplish His will. Moses was a stuttering shepherd when God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. David was the youngest and least likely of his brothers when he was anointed to be king. Time and time again, we see God working through imperfect people and imperfect circumstances to bring about His perfect plan. As you navigate these divine disruptions, hold fast to your faith. Trust that God is working all things together for your good, as promised in Romans 8:28. This doesn't mean everything will be easy or painless, but it does mean that even your struggles have a purpose in God's grand design. Use this time of uncertainty as an opportunity to deepen your relationship with God. Spend more time in prayer, seeking His guidance and wisdom. Dive into Scripture, finding comfort and strength in His promises. Surround yourself with a supportive community of believers who can encourage you and pray with you through this season of change. Divine disruptions are not meant to derail us, but to redirect us towards God's best for our lives. They challenge us to trust more deeply, to let go of our limited perspectives, and to embrace the adventure of walking by faith. So the next time your carefully laid plans unravel, don't despair. Instead, look up with expectation, for God might be about to do something extraordinary in your life. Your greatest setback could be the setup for your most significant breakthrough. Trust the process. Lean on God's promises.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And watch as He transforms your disruptions into divine appointments. Number 2. When you find yourself pausing at life's crossroads, hesitating to take that next step, it's not always indecision or fear holding you back. Sometimes these moments of stillness are divine interventions, whispers from the Holy Spirit guiding you towards a greater purpose. These holy hesitations are like spiritual traffic lights, signaling us to wait, reflect, and prepare for what God has in store. In the bustling rhythm of our daily lives, we often rush from one decision to the next, rarely taking the time to discern if our choices align with God's will. But the Lord, in His infinite wisdom and love, sometimes places a gentle restraint on our hearts. It's as if He's saying, "Wait, my child, there's something better ahead." Remember the Apostle Paul's journey in Acts 16, 6-7? He and his companions were prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in Asia. At first glance, this might have seemed like a setback, a closed door. But in reality, it was God redirecting their path towards Macedonia, where a great harvest of souls awaited them. These holy hesitations are not roadblocks, but redirections. They're not meant to frustrate us, but to fulfill us. When we feel that inexplicable reluctance to move forward with certain decisions, it's an invitation to pause, pray, and seek God's guidance more earnestly. In these moments of divine pause, God is often preparing us for something greater than we could have imagined. He's aligning circumstances, opening doors we couldn't see, and equipping us with the wisdom and strength we'll need for the journey ahead. It's in these times of waiting that our faith is refined and our trust in God's timing is deepened. Consider how often in Scripture, God's greatest works were preceded by periods of waiting. Abraham waited 25 years for the promised son. Joseph endured years in prison before his rise to power. David was anointed as a youth, but didn't become king until many years later. These were not idle times, but seasons of preparation and character building. When you encounter a holy hesitation, embrace it. Use this time to draw closer to God, to listen more intently to His voice. Seek wisdom through prayer, Scripture, and godly counsel. Allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart and reveal any areas that need refinement or surrender. Remember, God's delays are not denials. They're invitations to deeper trust and greater faith. In His perfect timing, He will make your path clear. And when He does, you'll move forward with confidence, knowing that you're walking in step with His divine plan. So if you're feeling stuck or uncertain about your next move, take heart. This could be the very moment God is using to position you for a breakthrough. Your holy hesitation is not a standstill. It's a sacred pause in the grand symphony of God's plan for your life. trust in His timing, lean into His guidance, and watch as He unfolds a future more beautiful than you could have orchestrated on your own. In these moments of divine pause, let your faith be strengthened, for it is often in the waiting that God does His most transformative work in us. And when the time is right, He will open doors that no man can shut, leading you into the fullness of His purpose for your life. Number 3. When God is about to open a new door in your life, He often begins by weaving prophetic patterns into your everyday experiences. These patterns are like divine breadcrumbs, leading you toward the path He has prepared for you. As you journey through life, you might start noticing recurring themes or symbols that seem to appear with increasing frequency. These are not mere coincidences, but rather God's way of speaking to you, preparing your heart and mind for the next chapter. He's writing in your story. Consider how Joseph in the Bible received dreams that foreshadowed his future. In a similar manner, God may be using various means to communicate His plans for you. Perhaps you keep encountering stories of boldness in your daily devotionals. Or maybe the concept of new wine continues to surface in conversations, sermons, or even random encounters. These recurring motifs are like puzzle pieces that, when put together, reveal a greater picture of what God is doing in your life. As you become more attuned to these prophetic patterns, you'll develop a keener sense of God's guidance. It's as if He's whispering to your spirit, nudging you gently toward the path He has laid out for you. This heightened awareness will help you recognize opportunities that align with His will, enabling you to step confidently into new seasons of growth and purpose. Remember, God's ways are often subtle and require us to be intentional in our seeking. He delights in revealing His plans to those who earnestly search for Him. As you pay attention to these recurring themes, you're actively participating in the unfolding of His divine plan for your life. It's an exciting journey of discovery, where each day brings the potential for new revelations and insights. It's important to approach these patterns with a combination of faith and discernment. While God does speak through various means, it's crucial to weigh everything against the truth of Scripture. The Holy Spirit will guide you in interpreting these signs, helping you distinguish between genuine divine communication and mere coincidence. As you notice these themes emerging in your life, take time to reflect on their meaning. Journal about your experiences, pray for clarity, and seek wisdom from mature believers who can offer guidance and perspective. This process of reflection and seeking will deepen your relationship with God and sharpen your spiritual senses. Remember that God's timing is perfect, and His ways are higher than ours. The prophetic patterns you're observing may be preparing you for something immediate, or they could be laying the groundwork for a future season. Trust in His perfect timing and continue to walk faithfully in obedience to what He has already revealed to you. These recurring themes are not just for your benefit alone. As you share your experiences with others, you become a living testimony to God's active presence and involvement in the lives of His children. Your story of recognizing and responding to these prophetic patterns can inspire and encourage others to look for God's handiwork in their own lives. God is inviting you into a deeper level of communion with Him, where His whispers become clearer and His guidance more apparent. As you continue to pay attention to these prophetic patterns, you're positioning yourself to step boldly through the new doors God is about to open in your life. Number 4. When you find yourself at a crossroads, yearning for guidance and direction, remember that God is always at work in your life, orchestrating events and circumstances to lead you towards His perfect plan. Supernatural synchronicities are one of the most powerful ways He speaks to us, revealing His presence and purpose in our daily lives. These divine alignments often manifest in ways that defy logical explanation. You might be contemplating a career change, and suddenly, a conversation with a stranger at a coffee shop opens up unexpected possibilities. Or perhaps you've been praying for wisdom regarding a difficult decision, and a timely message from a pastor or friend provides the exact insight you need. These are not mere coincidences, but rather they are God's fingerprints guiding you towards His will. As you navigate through life's journey, Pay close attention to these seemingly random occurrences. They may appear insignificant at first glance, but they often carry profound meaning and purpose. God delights in revealing Himself through the intricate tapestry of our lives, weaving together events, people, and circumstances to create a beautiful masterpiece of His design. In your own life, these divine alignments may manifest in various ways. You might encounter the same Bible verse repeatedly through different sources, each time speaking directly to your current situation. Or you could find yourself crossing paths with individuals who possess the exact skills or connections you need to pursue a God-given vision. As you become more attuned to these supernatural synchronicities, you'll develop a deeper sense of God's presence and guidance in your life. It's important to approach each day with an open heart and mind, ready to receive the divine messages He's sending your way. Cultivate a spirit of expectancy, knowing that God is constantly working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect will for your life. Remember, these synchronicities are not just random occurrences, but are often God's way of confirming His plans and purposes for you. They serve as signposts along your spiritual journey, reassuring you that you're on the right path and encouraging you to press forward in faith. When you encounter these divine alignments, take time to reflect on their significance. Seek wisdom through prayer and meditation on God's Word. Share your experiences with trusted believers who can offer godly counsel and help you discern the deeper meaning behind these events. As you learn to recognize and respond to these supernatural synchronicities, you'll find yourself walking more closely with God, experiencing His guidance in tangible ways. Your faith will be strengthened as you witness His hand moving in your life, orchestrating events and bringing people together for His glory. Embrace these divine appointments with joy and gratitude, knowing that they are evidence of God's loving involvement in every aspect of your life. Let them inspire you to step out in faith, trusting that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. In the midst of life's uncertainties, these supernatural synchronicities serve as beacons of hope, reminding us that we serve a God who is intimately involved in the details of our lives. They encourage us to persevere through challenges, knowing that every experience is part of His greater plan. So, as you go about your day, keep your spiritual eyes and ears open. Be attentive to the subtle ways God may be speaking to you through seemingly ordinary events. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see the full picture. And remember, these divine alignments are often the first steps towards the new doors God is about to open in your life. Number 5. When God places a burden on your heart, it's not meant to weigh you down, but to lift you up to new heights of purpose and fulfillment. Blessed burdens are the divine whispers that stir your soul, igniting a fire within you for causes and people you may have never considered before. These heavenly assignments are often unexpected, arriving in the quiet moments of reflection or in the midst of life's most challenging storms. As you navigate your daily life, you might suddenly find yourself overwhelmed with concern for the homeless in your community, or consumed by thoughts of how to better steward your finances to serve God's kingdom. These are not random occurrences, but rather they are God's gentle nudges, guiding you towards your next great calling. Consider the story of Moses, a man who lived a life of privilege in the Egyptian palace, far removed from the suffering of his own people. Yet God placed a burden on his heart for the enslaved Israelites. This blessed burden transformed Moses from a reluctant shepherd into a powerful leader, instrumental in liberating an entire nation from bondage. Your newfound compassion or passion could be the catalyst for equally transformative change in your own sphere of influence. These divine burdens often arrive unexpectedly, challenging our comfort zones and pushing us beyond what we thought possible. They may manifest as a deep-seated desire to mentor troubled youth, start a ministry for single parents, or even embark on a mission to a far-off land. Whatever form they take, these blessed burdens are God's way of aligning your heart with His purposes. As you embrace these new passions, you'll find that God equips you with the necessary tools and resources to fulfill His calling. He may bring mentors into your life, open doors of opportunity, or grant you skills you never knew you possessed. This journey of following your God-given burden will undoubtedly stretch your faith, but it will also deepen your relationship with the Lord in ways you never imagined. Remember, these blessed burdens are not meant to be carried alone. As you step out in faith, you'll discover a community of like-minded believers who share your passion. Together, you can amplify your impact, supporting and encouraging one another as you work towards fulfilling God's vision. Embracing your blessed burden may require sacrifice and dedication, but the rewards are immeasurable. You'll witness lives transformed, communities uplifted, and most importantly, you'll experience the joy of partnering with God in His redemptive work on earth. Your obedience to this divine calling will not only bless others, but will also bring unprecedented growth and fulfillment to your own spiritual journey. So, if you find your heart heavy with concern for a particular cause or group of people, don't dismiss it. Instead, lean into that feeling, pray for guidance, and be prepared for God to reveal your next mission field. Your blessed burden could be the key to unlocking a new chapter in your life, one filled with purpose, passion, and the profound satisfaction of knowing you're walking in step with God's perfect plan for you. Number 6. When God prepares to open a new door in your life, He often works through unexpected relationships and connections. Just as He did with Esther and Ruth in biblical times, the Lord may be orchestrating divine appointments in your everyday encounters. That new face at work, the stranger you meet at the grocery store, or even a long-lost friend who suddenly reaches out, any of these could be the key to unlocking your next season of blessing and purpose. Consider the story of Esther, a young Jewish woman who found herself in the unlikely position of becoming queen to a Persian king. Through this unexpected connection, God positioned her to save her entire people from destruction. Her courage, guided by divine providence, changed the course of history. Similarly, Ruth's unwavering loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, led her not only to a new land, but also to Boaz, securing her place in the lineage of Jesus Christ. These biblical examples remind us that God's ways are higher than our own, and His plans often unfold through relationships we might never have anticipated. The Lord delights in surprising us with His goodness, using the most unlikely scenarios to bring about His perfect will in our lives. As you go about your daily routine, remain open to the possibility that each person you encounter could be a divinely appointed connection. That new coworker who seems so different from you might possess the very skills or insights you need for your next project. The elderly neighbor you've been meaning to visit could share wisdom that transforms your perspective on life. Even a chance encounter with a stranger might lead to an opportunity you never saw coming. God's orchestration of these courageous connections requires us to step out in faith, just as Esther did when she approached the king uninvited, risking her life for the sake of her people. It calls us to show kindness and loyalty, as Ruth did to Naomi in a foreign land. These acts of faith and love open our hearts to receive the blessings God has in store. Remember, the Lord sees the bigger picture of your life. He knows the plans He has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Each person He brings across your path may be a thread in the beautiful tapestry He is weaving for your life. As you cultivate an attitude of openness and expectancy, be prepared for God to use these courageous connections in ways that astound you. He may use a new friendship to heal old wounds, a mentorship to propel you into your calling, or a chance encounter to lead you to your life's partner. The possibilities are as endless as God's creativity and love for you. In this season of new beginnings, challenge yourself to engage more deeply with those around you. Strike up conversations, offer help where you see a need, and be willing to receive support from others. These simple acts of connection can be the very soil in which God plants the seeds of your next great adventure. Trust in the Lord's timing and His methods, Just as he used a young shepherd boy named David to defeat a giant and become a king, he can use the most unlikely relationships to bring about monumental change in your life. Your next conversation could be the start of something incredible. A new business venture, a ministry opportunity, or a friendship that changes everything. So step out with courage, knowing that the God who brought Esther before the king and Ruth to the fields of Boaz is the same God who goes before you today. He is opening doors through courageous connections, inviting you into a future filled with His purpose and blessing. Embrace each new relationship with hope and expectancy, for you never know which one might be the key to unlocking your destiny. Number 7. When God begins to prune our lives, it can feel like doors are closing all around us. But take heart, for this productive pruning is often a sign that the Lord is preparing to open new and greater doors in your life. In John 15:2, Jesus tells us, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." This powerful metaphor reminds us that even when we're doing well, God may still need to trim away certain areas to help us flourish even more. It's not about punishment, but about potential. During seasons of pruning, it's crucial to maintain faith and trust in God's process. Remember, He sees the full picture while we only glimpse a small part. What may seem like a devastating loss could be the very thing that propels you into your divine destiny. The job you lost might be making way for a more fulfilling career. The relationship that ended could be clearing the path for your true life partner. Pruning can be painful, but it's always purposeful. God doesn't waste our pain or our experiences. Every closed door, every trimmed branch, is part of His master plan to shape us into the image of Christ and to prepare us for the good works He has planned for us. In these moments of loss or endings, choose to rejoice. Your attitude during the pruning process can determine how quickly you move into your season of new growth. Instead of becoming bitter or discouraged, view these changes as exciting indications that God is at work in your life. He's making room for something new. As you endure this season, draw closer to God through prayer, worship, and studying His Word. Let the Psalms comfort you, particularly Psalm 35, which reminds us, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Your season of pruning is temporary, but the fruit it will produce in your life can have eternal significance. Remember, too, that pruning is a sign of God's love and attention. He doesn't prune the branches He's given up on. He prunes the ones He expects to be fruitful. So if you're experiencing loss or change, be encouraged. God sees great potential in you and is invested in your growth. As this pruning process continues, stay open to new opportunities. God often works in unexpected ways, and the new doors He's preparing might look nothing like what you've imagined. Be ready to step out in faith when He calls, even if the path ahead seems uncertain. Your comeback is on the horizon, and it will be of biblical proportions. Just as God turned Joseph's pit into a palace, Daniel's lion's den into a place of promotion, and David's wilderness wanderings into a kingship, He can turn your pruning season into a time of unprecedented growth and blessing. So lift your head high, child of God. This pruning is productive, purposeful, and filled with promise. A new chapter is about to unfold in your life, one that will showcase God's faithfulness and your resilience. Trust the process, embrace the pruning, and get ready for the abundant fruit that's sure to come. Number 8. When life seems to be throwing obstacle after obstacle in your path, it's easy to feel discouraged and wonder if God has forgotten you. But take heart, dear friend, for these challenges may actually be signs of an impending breakthrough in your life. The concept of anointed aggravations reminds us that periods of intense opposition often precede seasons of great blessing and promotion in God's kingdom. Consider the story of David in the Bible. After being anointed as the future king of Israel, David didn't immediately ascend to the throne. Instead, he faced years of persecution from King Saul, who saw him as a threat. During this time, David had to flee for his life, hide in caves, and endure countless hardships. Yet it was through these trials that God shaped David's character, honed his leadership skills, and prepared him for the great responsibility of kingship. Similarly, your current struggles may be God's way of refining you for a higher purpose. Each criticism you face, each unexpected setback, and each moment of opposition is an opportunity to grow stronger in your faith and develop the resilience you'll need for the next chapter of your life. These challenges are not meant to break you, but to build you up. Remember, the enemy often increases his attacks when he senses that God is about to do something significant in your life. Just as a woman experiences intense labor pains before giving birth to new life, you may be experiencing spiritual labor pains before the birth of a new season in your journey with God. During these times of anointed aggravation, it's crucial to stay rooted in God's Word and maintain a posture of prayer and worship. Like David, who wrote many of his most beautiful psalms during his seasons of hardship, you too can find solace and strength in praising God amidst your trials. This not only fortifies your spirit, but also declares your trust in God's faithfulness, even when circumstances seem bleak. As you navigate through these anointed aggravations, remember that God is using them to cultivate qualities in you that will be essential for your future calling. Perhaps you're developing patience, learning to respond to criticism with grace, or growing in your ability to forgive those who wrong you. Each of these lessons is invaluable and will contribute to your effectiveness in the ministry or leadership role God has prepared for you. So, dear believer, take heart and hold fast to your faith. The opposition you're facing is not a sign of God's absence, but rather an indication of His active work in your life. These anointed aggravations are preparing you for promotion, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and character needed for the next level of your calling. As you press on through this season, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Trust that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Your breakthrough is on the horizon, and these current struggles are simply the labor pains preceding the birth of a beautiful new chapter in your life. Number 9. When God begins to open new doors in your life, you may experience unexplainable urges that seem to come out of nowhere. These divine promptings are often subtle at first, like a gentle whisper in your heart or a recurring thought that won't leave your mind. You might suddenly feel drawn to pursue a new career path, start a ministry, or reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in years. These urges can be both exciting and intimidating, as they often call us to step out of our comfort zones and into the unknown. The Bible is filled with examples of people who acted on these unexplainable urges, trusting in God's guidance even when it didn't make logical sense. Noah, for instance, spent years building an ark on dry land, following God's instructions despite the ridicule he faced from others. Abraham left his homeland at God's prompting, journeying to a place he had never seen. Moses, feeling inadequate and unsure, still answered God's call to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. These unexplainable urges often align with the talents and passions God has placed within you. Perhaps you've always had a heart for children, and now you feel an overwhelming desire to start a youth mentoring program. Or maybe you've been gifted with words, and suddenly you can't shake the idea of writing a book that could inspire others in their faith journey. These urges are not random. They are often God's way of guiding you towards your purpose and calling. It's important to recognize that these divine promptings may not always make sense to others or even to yourself at first. They might seem impractical or even impossible given your current circumstances. But remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What seems illogical to us may be perfectly aligned with God's grand plan for our lives. As you feel these unexplainable urges, it's crucial to seek confirmation through prayer, scripture, and wise counsel. Spend time in quiet reflection, allowing God to speak to your heart and provide clarity. Look for passages in the Bible that resonate with the promptings you're feeling. Share your thoughts with trusted believers who can offer godly advice and prayerful support. Acting on these urges requires faith and courage. It means stepping out of the boat, like Peter did when he walked on water towards Jesus. It means being willing to look foolish in the eyes of the world, trusting that God's wisdom surpasses human understanding. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As you take those first steps of obedience, you may encounter obstacles and doubts. The enemy often tries to discourage us when we're on the brink of a breakthrough. But hold fast to the promise that God is faithful to complete the good work He has begun in you. Your obedience to these unexplainable urges can lead to extraordinary blessings, not just for you, but for countless others whose lives you'll touch along the way. Embrace these divine promptings as invitations to partner with God in His redemptive work. Your yes to His call, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, can set in motion a chain of events that could change the world. Remember, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He will equip you with everything you need to fulfill the purpose He has for you. So, lean into those unexplainable urges. Trust that the God who created the universe is intimately involved in the details of your life. He is opening new doors of opportunity, inviting you to step into a future filled with hope and promise. Your act of faith today could be the key that unlocks not only your destiny, but also brings hope and transformation to those around you. Embrace the adventure that awaits, for God is doing a new thing in your life, and it's time to perceive it. Number 10. When you find yourself in the midst of a spiritual desert, feeling parched and alone, remember that God's voice often whispers most clearly in the wilderness. This barren landscape of the soul, though challenging, can be the very crucible where your faith is refined and your purpose is revealed. Just as John the Baptist received his divine calling in the desert, and Jesus was prepared for his earthly ministry during his time of solitude, your current season of dryness may be God's way of preparing you for an outpouring of blessings beyond your wildest dreams. In these quiet moments, when the world's noise fades away, listen intently for the gentle whispers of the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to you, imparting wisdom and revealing truths that can only be heard when we're stripped of distractions. This wilderness experience is not a punishment, but a privilege. A sacred time where God is molding you, shaping your character, and equipping you for a future filled with purpose and abundance. As you traverse this spiritual desert, take heart in knowing that you're walking in the footsteps of biblical giants. Moses encountered God in the burning bush while tending sheep in the wilderness. Elijah heard God's still small voice in the desert after fleeing from Jezebel. David composed many of his most beautiful psalms while hiding in the caves of En-Gedi. Your desert place is holy ground, where God is doing a deep work in your soul. During this time, immerse yourself in Scripture, allowing God's Word to be your oasis. Let the promises of His faithfulness water your parched spirit. Meditate on verses that speak of God's enduring love and His plans to prosper you. As you do, you'll find that this wilderness is actually fertile soil for spiritual growth, where the seeds of faith take root and flourish. Use this season to cultivate a deeper prayer life. In the silence of the desert, your prayers become more earnest, more authentic. Pour out your heart to God, knowing that He's listening intently. It's in these raw, honest moments of communication that you'll discover new depths of intimacy with your Creator. As you persevere through this dry spell, be assured that God is preparing you for a season of abundance. He's developing your spiritual muscles, increasing your capacity to receive the blessings He has in store. The lessons you learn in the wilderness, patience, trust, perseverance, will serve you well when you step into your promised land. Remember, the desert doesn't last forever. Just as the Israelites' wandering eventually led them to Canaan, your journey through this spiritual wilderness will lead to a place of plenty. God is using this time to align your heart with His will, to purify your motives, and to strengthen your faith. When you emerge from this season, you'll be equipped to handle the abundance that awaits you. In the meantime, look for the small mercies God provides in the desert. the unexpected moments of joy, the subtle signs of His presence. These are like the manna that sustained the Israelites, daily reminders of God's provision and care. Cherish these tokens of His love, for they are building your testimony. As you stand on the cusp of a new chapter in your life, know that the wilderness has been your training ground. The secrets of the kingdom that God has whispered to you in this quiet place will become the foundation of your ministry to others. Your experience in the desert will enable you to guide fellow believers through their own dry seasons, offering hope and encouragement. So take heart, child of God. This wilderness is not your final destination. It's merely the passage to your promised land. The door God is about to open for you leads to green pastures and still waters. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude and expectation. We believe that you are the God of new beginnings, and we trust in your divine plan for our lives. As we stand on the threshold of a new chapter, we pray that you would guide us and lead us through the door you are about to open. We acknowledge that your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We may not always understand the path you have set before us, but we know that your plans for us are good, and your love for us is unwavering. We pray that you would give us the courage to step out in faith, even when the way seems uncertain. Lord, we ask that you would prepare us for the new opportunities and challenges that lie ahead. Help us to let go of any fear, doubt, or hesitation that may be holding us back. Give us the wisdom to discern your will and the strength to follow your leading. May we be ready to embrace the new door you are opening, knowing that you will be with us every step of the way. We pray that as we cross this new threshold, we would experience your presence and power like never before. May your Holy Spirit fill us with joy, peace, and purpose as we embark on this new journey. Help us to trust in your timing and to wait patiently for your perfect plan to unfold. Father, we thank you for the new door you are about to open in our lives. We believe that you have great things in store for us, and we are excited to see what you will do. May we walk through this new door with confidence, knowing that you are the one who goes before us and prepares the way. We pray that as we step into this new season, we would bring glory and honor to your name. May our lives be a testament to your goodness and faithfulness. Help us to be a light in this world, pointing others to the hope and love that can only be found in you. Thank you, Lord, for your constant love and guidance. We trust in you and surrender our lives to your perfect will. May we walk through this new door with faith, knowing that you are the God who makes all things new. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this message, I want to encourage you to hold fast to his promises. Remember that God's plans for you are always good, and he is constantly working behind the scenes to bring about his purposes in your life. Perhaps you've been waiting for a breakthrough in your career, your relationships, or your personal growth. Take heart, knowing that God's timing is perfect, and he will open the right doors for you at the right time. Trust in his wisdom and surrender your desires to him, knowing that he will guide you along the path he has destined for you. As you step into this new season, may you be filled with faith, knowing that God is going before you, preparing the way and making crooked paths straight. May you have the courage to walk through the doors he opens for you, even if they lead you into unfamiliar territory. And may you always remember that his presence goes with you, and his grace is sufficient for every challenge you may face. The Bible says in Revelation 3:8, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. This is God's promise to you today. He is placing before you an open door of opportunity, favor, and blessing, and no one can shut it. All you need to do is step forward in faith and obedience, trusting that he will guide you every step of the way. As you go from this place, may you be filled with expectancy and hope, knowing that God is about to do something new and amazing in your life. May you have eyes to see the doors he is opening for you, and may you have the boldness to walk through them with confidence and joy. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep walking in faith. knowing that God is leading you into a new season of abundance and blessing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.